This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the recent developments like inauguration of the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, induction of INS Mahi into the Indian Navy, unveiling of SkyRoute's Infinity Campus in the country, reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, achieving a major milestone in the agriculture sector, India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 million tons.
साथियों, कृषि क्षेत्र में भी देश ने बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की। भारत ने 357 मिलियन टन के खाद्यान्न उत्पादन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक रिकॉर्ड बनाया है। 357 मिलियन टन 10 साल पहले की तुलना में भारत का खाद्यान्न उत्पादन 100 मिलियन टन और बढ़ गया है।
The Prime Minister said India has also accomplished glory in the world of sports as it was declared the host of the Commonwealth Games just a few days ago. He said these achievements belong to the country and its citizens. Mr. Modi said this month brought along many inspirations. The Prime Minister said India possesses every potential for winter tourism as it has mountains, culture and endless possibilities for adventure.
हमारे देश में भी विंटर टूरिज्म की हर क्षमता मौजूद है। हमारे पास पहाड़ भी हैं, संस्कृति भी हैं और एडवेंचर की असीम संभावनाएं भी हैं। मुझे खुशी है इन दिनों उत्तराखंड का विंटर टूरिज्म लोगों को बहुत आकर्षित कर रहा है। पिथौरागढ़ जिले में 14,500 फुट से अधिक की ऊंचाई पर आदि कैलाश में राज्य की पहली हाई एल्टीट्यूड अल्ट्रा रन मैराथन का आयोजन किया गया। आदि कैलाश की यात्रा पर जहां 3 साल पहले तक मात्र 2000 से कम पर्यटक आते थे, अब यह संख्या भी बढ़कर 30,000 से अधिक हो गई है।
The all party meeting convened by the government ahead of the winter session of parliament is underway at the parliament house annex. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is chairing the meeting. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha JP Nadda, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, and Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan are also present. The Delhi Police Economic Offences Wing EOW has filed a fresh First Information Report FIR against Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in connection with the decade-old National Herald case. The FIR lodged following a complaint from the Enforcement Directorate, ED, alleges criminal conspiracy, cheating and criminal breach of trust tied to the acquisition of assets belonging to Associated Journals Limited, AJL, publisher of the National Herald newspaper. Sonia and Rahul Gandhi, who together hold a 76% stake in Young Indian, are named as ultimate beneficiaries. In view of Cyclone Litwa, the Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has undertaken extensive preparedness measures to ensure telecom network resilience. It has established a 24/7 control room to safeguard telecom connectivity, coordinate with service providers, and enable prompt response through administrations and the State Disaster Management Authority. The DOT has also directed all telecom service providers to maintain uninterrupted network operations, ensure adequate fuel reserves, keep emergency power backups ready, and deploy field response teams in vulnerable districts. By-elections for 12 wards of Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, are currently underway across 580 polling booths in the national capital. According to the State Election Commission, over 5% voter turnout was reported till 9:30 a.m. Voting will continue till 5:30 p.m. Over 150 candidates are in the fray. Passing out parade of the 149th course of the National Defence Academy was held this morning at the Khetrapal Parade Ground in Khadakwasla, Pune. The Chief of Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh Khetripathi, reviewed the parade. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has appointed National Security and Defense Council Secretary Rustam Umerov to lead Ukraine's delegation in peace talks with the United States, international partners and Russia. Zelensky said on X that Umerov's team has departed for the United States to discuss steps towards ending the war. And that is the end of this news bulletin.